From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The police chief of Charlotte, North Carolina, says video recorded by police of Tuesday's shooting of an African-American man will be released eventually. Chief Kerr Putney said at a news conference that the case has been turned over to the State Bureau of Investigation to ensure an independent inquiry.
Currently, it has officially been turned over, as you all are aware, to the State Bureau of Investigations for an independent investigative process. They will be the entity that's responsible for updating any cases and disseminating information and releasing any information.
Separately, the family of the man killed, Keith Lamont Scott, released cell phone video footage that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to Tuesday's fatal shooting.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon.
The cell phone video does not show whether Scott was brandishing a gun when he was being confronted by officers. However, his wife can be heard pleading with officers not to shoot him and for her husband to get out of his vehicle. As the standoff continues, she is heard insisting that he is unarmed as police demand Scott drop the gun. Gunshots then ring out and Scott can be seen lying prone in the street. President Obama says that he hopes that the new African-American History Museum in Washington will help people understand the context of the current police-involved shootings in Charlotte and in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Obama said the museum, which opens Saturday in Washington, will help all people understand the struggle for civil rights is not over. The president will formally dedicate the National Museum of African-American History and Culture on Saturday. This is VOA News. At least 30 Syrians have been killed when airstrikes hit rebel-held areas of Aleppo on Friday. Witnesses say the intensified bombing campaign targeted residential areas and buildings used by the volunteer group known as the White Helmets. Activists say both Russian and Syrian warplanes took part in the bombing, but Russia has not confirmed its involvement. Russia supports the Assad regime. The United States and its allies support the opposition. Meanwhile, Russian humanitarian aid was distributed to the Al-Ashrafiya neighborhood in Aleppo on Friday. A representative of the Russian Reconciliation Center in Aleppo said that they were giving aid to those who had escaped eastern Aleppo through humanitarian corridors. President Obama has vetoed a bill that would allow families of the 9/11 victims to sue the government of Saudi Arabia for support of terrorism. Most of the attackers in September of 2001 were Saudi. The bill passed the U.S. Congress, but Mr. Obama's veto statement said it would harm relations with allies, could encourage foreign nations to take reciprocal action against the United States, and could complicate relations with what he called even our closest partners. The president said he recognized that there was nothing he could do to ease the grief of the 9/11 families. The veto could be overturned if two-thirds of the House of Representatives and the Senate vote to do so. The death toll from a migrant boat that capsized off Egypt's shores this week continues to rise. Egyptian state media say more than 145 bodies have been pulled from the water, many of them women and children. On Wednesday, more than 160 people were rescued in the hours after the vessel overturned not far from Rashid, Egypt, a port city where the Nile meets the Mediterranean. The boat was believed to be carrying between 450 and 600 people. The two presidential candidates are spending the next few days preparing for Monday's first debate in New York. Democrat Hillary Clinton is cramming on a thick portfolio of information. Republican Donald Trump, meanwhile, is taking a non-traditional approach, shunning briefing materials in favor of viewing Clinton videos and honing ideas into short responses. Trump hopes to seize an opportunity to further narrow the polling gap with Clinton. Clinton would consider the debate a success if she can reassure her supporters she is the best candidate by emphasizing the need for a more inclusive economy. Meanwhile, Friday, Trump's former rival, Ted Cruz of Texas, endorsed the Republican nominee. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.